The next patient is Maureen Galvan. The last name is G-A-L-B-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old white female that is following in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3D. This patient apparently used to drink alcohol and she quit long time ago. She used to smoke. She doesn't do it any longer. And she has changed the diet. In the latest laboratory workup that was done on recently, 4 days ago, the serum creatinine was 0.79, the BUN11, and the estimated GFR went up to 83, making her a CKD2. Period. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, arterial hypertension. Today, the blood pressure was 179 over 86, and she claims that this is very unusual. She checks the blood pressure with regularity and has been in the ratio of 130 over 80. Period. I am asking the patient to check the blood pressure with some regularity, and after 2 weeks, give us a call and let us the blood pressure readings in order to make changes if necessary. Following number, fatty liver. The patient had a CT of the pelvis done recently, abdomen and pelvis done recently, and it fails to show the fatty liver. Probably is the changes related to the diet and the lifestyle. Following number, rheumatoid arthritis. The patient is on Humira. Following number, a history of breast cancer, which is in remission. Following number, a history of beta thalassemia with anemia. The hemoglobin is 10.7, which is stable. Period, we are encouraging the patient to ask the hematologist about the new modalities of therapy on thalassemia, which might benefit the patient. No, following number, history of nicotine and alcohol dependence that is no longer present. Following number, coronary artery disease, status plus one coronary one PCI. The patient is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Athapan, A-T-H-A-P-P-A-N, and she's taking Brilinta, 90 milligrams POBID, for a year and a half period. We are going to ask the patient to return in a year for follow-up. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the patient, 7 minutes in the documentation.